Thank you, Madam President. I'll be responding to issues raised on the rights of the child and persons with disabilities. With regards to rights of the child, the government has developed a national plan of action for children in Kenya 2015-2022, which provides an operational framework to guide stakeholders and partners in coordinating, planning, implementing, and monitoring programs for the child. In addition, this policy document outlines priorities and interventions necessary for the progressive realization of child rights in Kenya. Other measures that the government has put in place includes developing guidelines on identification and referral of children with disability and special needs. This guideline is aimed at health workers as well as caregivers. To protect children from abuse, violence, trafficking, and exploitation, the government operates a national child helpline, 116. This is a toll-free line where anyone can call to report cases of child abuse, early marriage, child labor, and related abuses. The center so far responds to an average of 5,000 to 7,000 cases a year, and the main call centers are located in Nairobi County and two other subsidiary call centers in Eldoret and Garissa counties. Madam President, with regards to the issues of ratification of treaties, the Treaty Making and Ratification Act of Kenya 2012 details the process of ratification and accession of treaties in Kenya. The process requires extensive stakeholder consultations, public participation, parliamentary consideration and approval. Kenya is currently conducting stakeholder consultations with a view to ratify the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child, on the sale of children, child prostitution, and child pornography, which Kenya signed in September 2000. On the rights of persons with disabilities, Kenya continues to make positive strides in legislative and policy measures aimed at protecting the rights of persons with disabilities. There are various laws and policies that are in place to protect the rights of persons with disabilities. To note perhaps that the Persons with Disabilities Act is currently being amended to conform with the Constitution of Kenya 2010 and the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Further, the National Council on Persons with Disabilities has registered 3,156 persons with albinism in the sunscreen program. And in last year's Kenya population and housing census, it did include a specific question that will that actually enabled data to be collected on persons with albinism. And this was separate from the other disabilities outlined in the six domains. That's the visual, hearing, speech, physical, mental, and self-care. I thank you.